In just a minute, Carl dons his black turtleneck and announces the long-awaited I-Rhyme in our Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, though, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, we talk a lot about the nanny state, government intervening too much. Well, soon the state of Massachusetts will get in on it and require some of its citizens to do what under penalty of law?
Wear clothing if considering running for office.
No. Scott's Law, they'll call it.
I will require a hint.
Yeah, well, there'll also be tax incentives for flossing.
Brushing your teeth?
Yes, brushing their teeth. They're only calling it a nanny state because it's a state doing exactly what a nanny does. The new law will require daycare providers to brush kids' teeth after a meal under penalty of law. While many say the government is just going too far here, lawmakers say that's nonsense. And let me see your hands. You call that clean?
Boy, there is no possible way to create more of a negative association with brushing your teeth than to have some, like, you know, 70-year-old lady with a mustache coming in forcing a toothbrush into your mouth.
Yes. Tom, it's a tough time for Democrats in Congress. Their majorities in both houses seem to be shrinking. Their popularity ratings are plummeting. And even worse, this week, Senate Democrats couldn't hold their caucus meeting in their regular meeting room. Why?
Because they were cleaning the carpets.
No.
No, with the health care reform bill.
Better do something with it.
Can I have a hint?
Well, they sent a page to pick up a really big new Glade plug-in.
It stunk.
Yes, it stunk. In fact, it smelled like a dead animal. Roll Call called
the health care reform bill.
Yeah, apparently. Roll Call called it, quote, a fetid smell that some likened to a sewer, unquote. And the Democrats, who we thought could put up with any indignity, couldn't take it. They went down to the Capitol Visitor Center for their meeting, where eventually they just gave up and enjoyed the educational film Your Congress at Work. They were like, oh, we're supposed to pass bills.
That's what a quorum call is. I'll be darned.
When they first arrived in their meeting room and the smell hit them, well, obviously they first assumed someone had just forgot to change Joe Lieberman. But then... But then the staff, the housekeeping staff at the Capitol investigated, and they found the real cause a few weeks ago after the special election in Massachusetts. The Democrats all agreed to hide their guts in a ventilation shaft, and it had started to smell.
My mom would have just said, light a match. I always wanted to have the Glade, like I thought of this as being fancy when I was growing up, the spray kind of air freshener. My mom said matches are good enough, but then we finally got some Glade, but we still had the matches, and so then I did a little pyrotechnics.
Did you really?
Did it work?
They did not get their damage deposit back on that rental.
Roxanne, this week at the Vatican, Pope Benedict issued a decree to Catholic priests. He told them to go forth and do what?
Does it involve kittens? No, he's a big cat fan.
Kittens? No, it's not about kittens.
He's very fond of cats.
I'm glad for him.
He snuck a cat into the Vatican against the rules. He used to feed cats in Rome, and he has a large collection of plates with cats on them.
The crazy cat pope.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Is his whole refrigerator covered in, like, Kathy comics that he's cut out of the funny paper? I'm a chocoholic.
He said this in Latin, but he said, presumably, to the priest, thou shalt recount every mundane detail of your life for public consumption.
They have to be on Facebook.
You know, you're actually right. What he said was you should blog, you should go on Twitter, you should go on Facebook, you should
he
use
really
the internet.
Did?
He told them to do that, yes. Let no one say that the Catholic Church, which still refers to Galileo as controversial, rejects progress. No, they're blogging. Pope Benedict said priests ought to, quote, proclaim the gospel, end quote, using blogs and websites. Priests and bloggers are not all that different to begin with, of course. They both dress funny and they don't have much sex. This leads to a whole new area of theological inquiry, namely WWJB, What Would Jesus Blog? Something like, I presume, Money Changers in the Temple, NFW. Walked on water today. Check out these pics from my phone.
The loaves and fishes goes viral. Yeah.
Got a little app for that. There's an app for that. Multiply. Loaves and fishes. Problem with Jesus blogging is he's always getting crucified in the comments. Thank you very much.